Gibbs, can I help you?
Hey, is Paul there?
Who is calling?
This is Hashem from Cardiff. Is this Rosie?
Yes.
Hi, Rosie. I spoke to you a few days ago. I'm not quite sure if you remember. You told me Paul was coming back in on Friday to call him on Friday.
Yes. Okay, from what company you said?
From Cardiff.
Cardiff?
Cardiff, yeah.
Okay. And your name again?
Hashem.
Hashem. Okay, hold on, please.
Sure, no problem.
Hello?
Hello? Hi, is this Paul?
Yeah.
Hey, Paul, this is Hashem with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I know you're probably busy. I didn't want to take up much of your time. I spoke to Rosie a few days ago, and she was telling me about how business was a little bit slow, and then you guys are trying to pick back up by the time the beginning of next year starts. And I kind of wanted to follow up with you here on an offer that we sent to the business a couple of weeks ago. Not quite sure if you had a chance to check it out, but it was based on your borrowing history with Geneva Capital, if you recall that. And I just kind of wanted to follow up with you and see if you had a chance to take a look at it. It was for working capital and equipment, and I just wanted to circle back and see what you had coming up at all.
Okay, we have a line of credit with the bank, so we are okay.
Okay, is the line of credit usually sufficient enough?
Yeah, it's enough.
Right. Is it pretty big line of credit, you'd say?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Is there any typical time of the year maybe when you do your financing for the company, or if you ever, you know, bring on any additional inventory or anything like that?
I don't know, but normally it's in like April, May.
Around April, May?
Yeah.
Is your when's your busy season, really? She told me it was pretty slow this year. Is there a reason why as compared to last year?
I don't know. I wish I know.
Really, there's no actual like reason for why it was slow?
No, I think the weather has to do with the warmer weather, and we do a lot of lease items, so it didn't sell well.
So. Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. So would you say in the winter is when you guys do the best then?
No, we do summer best, but we do the items we sell is more like, for the tourist area, so...
Okay, like
in the evening, in San Francisco, like for example, or some other, mountain areas which was not cold enough,
Oh, okay, sometime. I see. Well, do you guys have like locations in those areas, or do you guys just ship to those areas?
We ship it to those areas.
Oh, okay. And have you like looked into all the other areas that are, cooler?
We do all over US and Canada.
Oh, okay. Wow. Very nice. So you guys are pretty big.
Right. So.
How long have you guys been in business?
20 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you're pretty well established then.
Right.
Gotcha. Do you guys ever bring on any like equipment for like shipping or anything like that?
For shipping, what do you mean?
Like when you guys ship your products out, do you always have like enough inventory? Do you always have enough?
Oh, yeah, we do.
Everything is pretty well set.
Right.
Okay, gotcha. Well, just the reason why I was calling is we're not in competition with your local bank or anything like that. We're a completely different source of obtaining funds. And what we do is called a working capital. And it's basically a line of credit. But it's unsecured. So the line of credit you have now, I'm sure you have collateral up, right? You probably have like the house or something like that. In an unsecured cash loan, we don't put any collateral up at all. We lend to you based off of your sales. So at the end of the year...
We have the UCC filing. That's what we have. So.
Yeah, and the UCC... Yeah, that's where I saw the... Geneva Capital one. Was in the UCC filing.
Yeah, we don't have anything with Geneva Capital right now.
Oh yeah, it was previous, said 2010, it looked like. And then just, you know, based on that, we had sent it out. But for working capital, we don't do any collateral at all. And for your sales, for example, if you may had, let's just say you had $1 million in sales, we can do 10 to 15% of whatever your annual sales are. So say you did $1 million, we can lend $100,000 to $150,000 unsecured without you putting up anything at all.
No, so, we are better than that, actually, than my bank.
Sorry?
So, do you have a better terms or better line of credit?
More money, you mean, than $150,000?
Yeah, more money.
Are your sales over $1 million then?
Oh, yeah, we have a lot more than that. We get almost 25% of our sales.
In a line of credit?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What are your sales like?
About 6 or 7 million.
6 or 7 million, wow. So your line of credit is around what? I'm sorry?
You can figure out, I say, 25% of, you know.
25% of six. Six or seven. Wow. Is this through a local bank?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You've probably been working with them for a long time then, huh?
Right, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, is there any, like, typical time of the year where I might be able to follow up with you at all and see if anything had come up, maybe in the beginning of next year or something?
Call in March. But can you second the loan or, I mean, line?
Yeah, yeah, of course. It can be a completely different loan, because you know how,
yeah,
when you have a...
Normally, it's expensive with you guys. I mean, I pay only 3.5% interest.
Right. Yeah, because you're... Because, well, that's the thing, is because you're paying such a low interest rate, it's because your loan is collateralized, right? You probably have, like, your house up or cars or whatever it is. If the loan, if there's a default, that's what they come after. The difference between that and a working capital loan is that for us, it's unsecured. So we don't put up your house or anything like that.
What
we basically...
Our
interest rates, we don't have like an APR or anything like that. What we do is we collect your tax return and 6 months of your bank statements, and then based on how your business is performing is how we figure a payment plan for you. So if you have good bank statements at the end of the month, if you have a good tax return, your revenue is doing pretty well, then that's how we base our offers.
No, what is it? Is it based on the interest rate, or you charge points? What is it?
No, so what we
amount?
So how we do it? Yeah, so how we do it is we collect that information, and then we take a look at how your business is performing. We take a look at your account, and none of this goes on personal credit. This is all 100% on the business. I'm telling you, none of this goes for personal. And
no,
then,
but what I mean, you're getting at my point. Once you get the information, how do you base your rates? I mean, is the interest, you know, on the prime, or what do you charge points?
It really depends. It really depends on what you're looking for. We have different terms, obviously. So it depends on the length of the contract. It depends on how much money you're looking for. And what we do is we don't have an APR, right? So we take the amount that you're looking for, and we collect that information. I send it over to the underwriters. Within 24 hours, they come back and they give me the payment options.
Yeah, okay. I know what you're saying. Okay, give me your number. You know, I will call you when I have.
Yeah, definitely. My phone number is 85. It's 858.
852.
1499.
What's your name?
My name is Hashem. That's H-A-S-H-E-M, as in mother at the end.
Okay. Hashem. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice name.
Thank you.
All right. I will give you a call, you know, when...
If something comes up.
Sure.
Okay, absolutely. And just to double check with you, last time when I spoke with Rosie, she told me that the email was paul@gotipsy.com. Is that still the right email for you?
Yeah, still the right email.
Okay, is it okay if I just shoot over an email with my information to you right now, and then you just keep it on file?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
All right, great. I'll go ahead and do that, and hopefully hear from you sometime soon.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Paul. Appreciate your time. You have a good weekend. Bye-bye.